Hello, my name is Sean McDonald. I'm the Senior Group Manager in Microsoft IT, responsible for managing supportability, client health, client data food, dog food programs, and client data management.
Hi, I'm Young Kwan, and I'm the Service Manager in Microsoft IT, responsible for client data management services. So, first of all, thank you for joining us for this session.
Today we'll be covering Microsoft IT's client data migration solutions. These solutions improved our users' experience and increased productivity by streamlining the data migration process as part of our internal Windows 8 rollout. I'm also happy to share that we're making these solutions available to external customers so that you can use them as part of your internal Windows deployments. Young is our client data service manager, and he created the solution, so I'm going to ask him to start us off.
Sure, Sean, no problem. User data migration has been one of the top pain points for the previous OS deployment. According to our internal survey, over 53% of users responded either very difficult or difficult on the data migration. And many of them said they used unsecure external USB drives or non-IT managed shares. So these non-managed solutions have contributed to high help desk call volume and poor client experience. To solve this problem, MSIT innovated solutions that improved the user experience and increased productivity. It enabled streamlining the user data migration from previous Windows OS to Windows 8. So importantly, the solution leveraged externally available Microsoft technologies.
Thanks, Young. Appreciate you going through that. With that in mind, I'd like to share the goals and objectives we set out to accomplish with this solution. The first of our goals and objectives was to improve the user experience with data migration across various OS installation scenarios for our Windows 8 deployment. By streamlining and automating this process, we were able to minimize the amount of time a system is not in use, therefore maximizing user productivity. Secondly, we wanted to ensure we had a scalable solution that was available to all employees worldwide. Third, we wanted to adopt the new Metro style in order to complement the Windows 8 operating system. And lastly, as always, we wanted to minimize development costs and build a solution that we could share with you, our customers, to achieve the same benefit. You'll also note a number of different migration scenarios we set out to cover to ensure we addressed all of our users and our customers' needs. So Young, as the designer for this solution, can you walk us through the architecture, please?
Yeah, sure, I can, Sean. So the solutions provide our users an easy-to-use, transparent data migration for various OS installation scenarios. The solution delivers a single process for data transfer. So even with no input from the client, a data transfer would be delivered very successfully. So we provisioned the tool and a job service in the data center private cloud for MSIT data mover solutions. Mm-hmm. Users can run the application from the tool server directly without installing the application to their local machine and system. Because the application was designed with compiled single executable. So for the job server, we created several SQL databases. So they can list it out the nearest private cloud storage location, so for users can aware to store their data. And we collect logs during the data migration sequences. So it also has like a capability of generating reports and automatic email messaging functionality. So for the remote location users, we have many remote users. The application also provides a local storage option, so temporary data migration solutions. Yeah.
Thank you, Young. So you're also the client data service backup manager. So can you tell us if you think that these solutions would be applicable to our customers that are already taking advantage of one of our permanent data backup solutions?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good point, Sean. OS installation, especially dog food deployment, can be disruptive. So we often send message for users to have the permanent backup service for their important data protection. Although during the Windows 8 deployment, we still needed to have the innovative solution for the temporary data migration requirements.
Cool, thanks for that, Young. Now can you tell us a little bit about the solution overview, and let's go through the technologies that we used.
Definitely, I can do that. The solution leveraged Microsoft technologies and libraries, such as Metro UI featuring Windows 8 client server technologies, a customized USMT version, the newest version is 5.0, .NET framework, System.io, SQL Server Database, and of course MDT, which is a Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, and also leveraged externally available resources. So to streamlining the experience for users upgrading Windows 8. So we implemented two ways to migrate data for the Windows 8 deployment. And we named Microsoft IT Easy and Enhanced Data Mover. So, Sean, would you cover Easy Data Mover tools in the Windows 8 image setup program?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Young. Thank you. As you mentioned, we have two ways to migrate user data, the Easy Data Mover and the Enhanced Data Mover. The Easy Data Mover is integrated into the MSIT Windows 8 image and uses the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit Light Touch Installation product, or LTI. The tool enables data and or settings migrations as part of the OS installation. This method is used for users that want to deploy an OS on the same machine they are currently using and are performing a client-to-client OS installation. The migration solution also uses Microsoft's User State Migration Tool 5.0, or USMT, as Young mentioned earlier. That scans and backs up data to in-place hard link locations, installs the OS, and then restores the data back. The USMT 5.0 product was used for all of our data migration scenarios, including the standalone Enhanced Data Mover solution. So Young, can you now elaborate a bit more detail on these?
Yes, I can, Sean. So we customized the USMT, which is User State Migration Tool. That is the Windows in 8 AIKs, which is Automated Installation Kit, right? And then we integrated into the both methods, which is Easy and Enhanced. So the Enhanced Data Mover tool is also tightly integrated with the customized USMT in order to allow migration of user data to either local storage or network storage, which is Microsoft IT network server, right? So the tool also allows users to select data and settings option, which is default, or data-only option. The way we did this was customizing USMT. So we created two actually config files. One is files-only.xml, and the other is files-and-settings.xml.
Right.
So files at files-only.xml rules data-only migration, and files-and-settings.xml rules, of course, data-and-settings migration, so which is two ways to do. So these provided more kind of flexibility of users to select their migration scenarios, so different, you know, cases and stuff like that. So now, regards to storage options, if a user select a local storage option, just in case they're a remote user or something, then the tool displays folders in external device that is connected to their system, so it's automatically detected. So they can put in their data to the backup storage. Or if user choose network storage, that means our tool automatically connects to our SQL Server database, so that will display the global regions and Microsoft Office locations, so users see that their nearest Office server location, right? So, and then the tool also indicate estimated data size, how long it takes, the timing, stuff like that. And when the backup is successful, especially to the network storage, and then the user will get email confirmation automatically, so they know their network path and where their data is. If migration process has any issues or something problem, any some reason, and user will still get the email notifications for further action, right? So support teams can help them. Also, the tool captures all migration processes and activities to the reporting database, so our tool Sobo.
Thanks, Young. As always, I think you do a great job of building a great job of building a solution that focuses on usability, covers a breadth of key scenarios, and improves the overall user experience. So great work on that. I think it'd be great now if you could take us through a demo of the solution and show our users or our audience just how easy the data migration is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So as you see, I open up the tool and go through the progress bar on top so you know exactly what's going on. And you can see some note and some backup solution. There's a two things, backup or restore. So let's go backup. And you can see two options, right? Data only or data and settings. And at this point, you can go back to the previous page. We can see some notes. So let's go ahead, click the data and settings. And then tool automatically scan your data size. So it's depending on your data size, takes about 1 minute or half an hour or whatever. You can still go back or cancel. So it takes some time depending on your data size. So it's almost done, but still scanning. So it'll show you exact size, which is compiled. And then we can go still cancel, but let's say continue. And you'll see the two storage options, network storage and local storage. So at this point, you can go also back again, but let's go ahead and click the network storage. And it'll show you our global regions and then our office location. So my region is Redmond. You see the campus location. So my office location will show automatically server name, folder name, my alias, and machine name. So you can see some load more for the backup solution, or go ahead and continue to this tool to back up your data. Now it's time to back up. So we'll go ahead and start data move. And this time, your data is actually transmitting from your machine, your laptop, to the network server. So again, this depending on your data size, it will take some time. The action, which is estimating and then moving through, and the progress percentage real quickly. So done. It's as simple as this. And you can click so backup or something or next action information or just simply finish.
Thanks, Young. That's a great experience, and I'm very impressed at how quick it is. Can you now share some of the feedback received from our users based on the surveys? I know they're very excited for the solution and that it saved them a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely. We got a lot of survey things like that. So the way we did is we implemented that user survey link into the mm-hmm. tool. So when user finished the tool, then user can send us their feedback just easily, right? So we've been receiving high satisfaction feedback from the many users. Let's say over about 95%, they said very satisfied or satisfied. And then we actually estimated answer score average like 158 that reflected really good experience, high, and then more importantly, we improved user experience, right? So this migration OS deployment.
Cool, thanks, Young. Those are some great results. And as always, we measure our success, by our user satisfaction. So it's great to see that feedback from our users.
Definitely.
The Easy Data Mover and Enhanced Data Mover tools are really just a piece of our overall goal to provide a seamless Windows 8 migration experience. In partnership with the Windows Product Group, we've also built the IT Easy Installer. The IT Easy Installer is also a Metro-style application that streamlines the end-to-end migration experience from hardware and software validation, incorporates the Easy and Enhanced Data Mover tools, and then goes through the installation of the OS itself.
Right, right. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's a really good point, and there's, thanks a lot for leading that to end-to-end experience, including data migration. So please be sure to check out the IT Showcase website for additional information and resources on the IT Easy Installer.
So to finish this off today, I'd like to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. And yes, thank you, everybody. We hope you found this session useful. See you next time.